and welcome to Therapeutic Cast.
It's important to trust the process, important to trust God, no matter what you're going through. And things might not look like it, things might not look as if you're getting what you want, but you have to hold on to the word of God and trust his word and trust the power in the name of Jesus and trust the word of God. If he says you are healed, you are healed. If he says this is that, is this. So that's it. Trust God and trust, you know, what he can do, what he's doing. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of me, but in the power of God. Then when you're in the situation, you pray in the name of Jesus. And you know the word of God said, whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, you do it. Then you ask yourself, can God do it? Then you know that God can do all things. That there is no impossibility with God. Knowing that we can't, without faith, cannot please God. It's impossible to please God. So you have to live by faith, trusting God completely. Yeah. So for my listeners, I just want to say thank you all over the world. God bless you. Having to be able to just talk to you and, you know, hopefully with time or start live streaming. There's a lot of things I want to do on my podcast, video podcasting, and all I want to do. But by the grace of God, we push. And song cover is, I think, more of my listeners like me doing song cover. But of course, song cover is not something that I really want. Like, it's cool, but yeah. So just having to talk to my listeners is it's like, it's just making people feel good about yourself and know that they're important. And don't rush, like, don't force things. That's what I'm going to say. Don't force, like, relationship, don't force friendship. Be good though, forgive, be the light that the world is, but don't be that best that force things and believe the word of God. You understand? There's power in the name of Jesus. So the name of Jesus is so powerful. So don't live a life of doubts and, you know, is it going to happen? Am I going to get this? There are certain prayer points that I wrote and certain prayer that I asked God. But the thing is that I have to come to God's vision and dream for my life. I learned it from David Shaw. And it's even in the word of God in Mark chapter 11 verse 24. That when you pray, you have to believe that you received it. So you're asking for A, you have to believe that, okay, I've received A. And faith, you have to, when you have faith, you have to walk in love, you have to walk in. Just like, Christianity is just about, I think, first of all, it's majorly love. Because God loved the world that he gave his son. And so now, when there is love, there is sacrifice. When there is love, you want to give. Like, if we go to, like, normal love relationship, you can't love somebody and don't want to give the person. And that's like, So I think somebody that claims to love and they won't say give is not. Is giving is supposed to be a language of love, because you can't love and you don't give. And it's just so stingy. And personally for me, that's a ton of it. Like, I don't have a lot of relationship experience. Yeah. In terms of, like, I'm this kind of person that I'm very intentional. You might call it, like, she's celeste in relationship or whatnot. Like, there's this person that was like, I should marry him. He just, I think 10 years ago, it's a child. So I was like, marry me. Like, no. And like, this same person told me I beat his girlfriend. I think it just happened once, I believe. So he wanted me to help talk to the girl, which I did. And I regretted it. Like, why would I, you know? But like, if I, like, then I'll be like, sometimes, you know, I was like, is it, maybe I shouldn't have said no to this person. Maybe I'll be married, or blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you might end up regretting. There's one person I know that a lot of guys who, see, the way God just reveal, like, give you sense and wisdom, man. So, from the perfume, I says, perfume oil. So somebody patronized, and let me not even go into the details, but bottom line is that God directs, and just follow the leading of God, follow the direction of God, and you see that a lot of things will become clearer, a lot of things will be sorted out, and it's good to serve God and just trust Him completely. Those people in different parts of the world, it's like your interest spring or you're still in winter, like they cold. And you know, I don't have winter. We don't have winter in Nigeria, but there's rain, so rainy season, sun. Then Amata is just like attached to dry season. So if those who are having weddings, it's better to do your wedding dry season, or even it's raining, it's better to use a wedding or instead of an open feed. Wedding is beautiful, right person. Just be patient and trust God. Don't go and settle for less or settle for the wrong person. Let God be involved in your engagement. Let God be involved in everything. This God. This God is too good. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening. I love you.